Our bath place. How dares the door a latch to shut, and garden that a hatch to shut, where vast our blooming cheeks oppressed the pillar of our childhood's rest, or where we little twos we wore the paths our feathers trod of o'er, or climbed the timber's bark aloft, below the zinging lark aloft, the while we heard the echo sound drew all the ringing valley round. A lonesome grove of oak did rise to screen our house where smoke did rise, a twisting blue, while yet the sun did lengthen on our childhood's fun. And there we all the ships and sounds of life among the timbered grounds, the birds upon their boughs did zing, and milkmaids be their cows did zing, were merry sounds that softly died a ringing down the valley's side. Be river banks where reeds abound, and sheening pools where weeds abound, the long-necked gander's ruddy bill to snow-white geese did cackle shill, and striding peewits hastened by a tiptoe with their screaming cry, and staking cows a-lowing loud, and strutting cocks a-crowing loud, did rouse the echoes up to mock their mingled sounds be hill and rock. The stars that climbed our skies all dark, above our sleeping eyes all dark, and suns are rolling round to bring the seasons on from spring to spring, have fled when never rest in flight, drew green-bowed day and dark-treed night, till now our childhood's place is there, be gay we other faces there, and we our zoves, the volley on, our own vore livers, dead and gone.